When it comes to the outside of your house, leave it to Welty to make it right and keep it right. Roofing, siding, windows, guttering and more. Welty's is the proven and dependable place to go for quality since 1937. Welty's Custom Exteriors of Frankfurt.
Hi, this is Ryan Welty. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Whatever you want to do, Welty works for you.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
It's about your life and your money. It's the Dave Ramsey Show.
If you go get a degree in a usable field, I mean, you're not getting a PhD in German polka history here. I mean, you're getting something that there's actually a market for the degree. Then that is a great rate of return long term. College degrees aren't guarantees of income. But boy, knowledge, all smart people usually make more money than dumb people. Hello.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO. Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Welcome back to Wilo's Party Line on this Tuesday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith, along with Wilo Morning Man Todd Berryman joining me for another half hour.
You didn't play Christmas music this time.
Not this time.
I was bracing myself.
We've got another break, though, so give me a chance.
Right.
Laura Archibald, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Morning.
We're doing all right to get started on this day. We're expecting some sunshine, and I see that it's trying to come out now, so I'll take sunshine any day in January.
I will, too. Actually, we've had really mild weather, so.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate. It would have been a much darker, drearier winter if we'd be sitting around with 8 inches of snow on the ground and
exactly.
Well, we know you guys always have a lot going on, and you've had a lot going on the last couple of years. You've recently moved. Is everything going as planned, Laura?
Yeah, it really is. It's going well. We are completely moved in on our side. The health department, because of COVID and all the testing and now the vaccinations, they're still kind of getting settled in because they're doing their job as like on steroids right now. So they're still settling in, but they're all there and they're working from there. I would tell people be patient with their boxes and things. They're just, you know, really, really busy right now. We're actually running the immunization for COVID clinic out of our conference room right now, and that's going well. And as long as we are getting the amounts of vaccinations we're getting right now, we'll be able to continue that until we get larger amounts, and then we'll need to move to a bigger venue.
I know it's really crazy right now with both organizations trying to be in one building, which is a good size building, but once we get through COVID and everything, I think that'll be a really, really good fit to have both healthy communities and the health department right there.
Oh, it'll be great. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So many times before, when people would go to the health department, they'd send them to us and vice versa. So having us both in one location just makes sense. People can come there. It's one-stop shop. I mean, a perfect example is if somebody comes to do a health insurance application, they need their birth certificate. Instead of having to go from out by the hospital to downtown, now they walk across the lobby, literally,
right,
and get the birth certificate. So those kind of things, you know, really make it more convenient for the consumer. And I think we're going to give better care because we have all of those resources under one roof.
Well, it's hard to believe, Laura, but it was 1 year ago, either today or yesterday, that the first COVID case was in America. And I want to talk about healthy communities and some other things you guys are doing. But your thoughts on how things are rolling out with vaccines, at least the ones we are getting in Clinton County, and how you think this will continue to roll out.
I think so far it's been very smooth. I think the registration to get your appointment is probably the biggest barrier. And I guess my thing to tell people is to be really patient. It seems like they just release more appointments all the time. So if you get in there and you've got an appointment that's out, you know, 2 months, just keep checking back. You can change that date. You can schedule a closer one if they get released. You can change locations. People also don't realize that. If you're somebody who lives in Mulberry, obviously, you know, your first choice might be to come to Frankfort. But if there's an appointment open in Lafayette, you're certainly welcome to change and go to a different location. The website is ourshots.in.gov. Or if you don't have internet access or you can't figure it out, you can call 211. I will tell you that those are long waiting times on the call 211, so you just have to be patient. Put it on speakerphone. Go ahead and keep working or doing whatever you're doing, and you know, just be aware that it is a long on hold process right now. They are open 24 hours a day. They staff mostly during the day. They have higher call volumes and higher staff ratios during the day. But if you're a late person, you can call late at night. It's a 24-hour line. So, you know, don't give up. Just keep being persistent. If you can't figure something out, you can give us a call and we'll help you. We helped some people yesterday get their appointment, so we don't mind to do that at all.
All right. Well, as we start off with 2021, what are you looking for this year, Laura? I guess we're, you know, keeping an eye on COVID. You do everything you can there, but there are certainly more things going on that we need to pay attention to, isn't there?
There is, absolutely. And I guess one of those big things is people getting caught back up on well checks. You know, for a long time, you know, people were only getting out and going to the doctor if they had an acute health issue. But really, people need to get caught back up on screenings. They need to get caught back up on their well visits. Our Title 10 clinic is open now, so any woman who is behind or needs her well woman visit, her annual visit, please feel free to call and schedule an appointment. That's all income-based. We will bill insurance if you have it. If you don't, then it's on a sliding scale fee, and some people are free to a few dollars, just depending on what your income is. So paying attention to those things that we've kind of ignored for the last year, I think, needs to be a priority. Once the weather breaks, our mental health, getting out in that sunshine, exercising. I know I hear lots and lots of people who have put on some weight during COVID because of the, you know, decreased gym capacities and trying to isolate and stay away from people. So, you know, certainly when you have these nice weather days, get out there and get some exercise. And walking is a wonderful exercise. We have walking paths throughout the county and bike paths. We have those maps on our website, or we have them in like a brochure form at our office. So, you know, whichever way you prefer, get out there, explore those options, and we need to get moving. And, you know, we've got to move on from past COVID. We've got to stop using it as the excuse, and we've got to move on and start getting back healthy and happy. Our mental health is a big thing, I think. So I think that is our goal for 2021. It's time to move on.
But
so
Laura,
we want people to do that.
Laura, the ho-hos aren't going to eat themselves.
I know.
You can have mine, Todd.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, that's a good point. You touched on mental health. I know Kit and I talked to Matt Oliver with IU Health, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Every couple weeks here on Party Line, and the mental health is can really take a toll. But like you said, there's little things you can do to get back to. I hate to use the word normalcy, but to, for lack of a better term, to feel normal, mm-hmm. I guess. To like you said, even something as simple as a little walk around town on a sunshine day.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the great thing about exercise. Not only does it do your body good, it does your mind good, too.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, and it's exercise is whatever increases your metabolism, your heart rate. So, mm-hmm. you know, for people who are fairly bed or chair bound, that exercise can be a 2 or 3 minute walk. For those people who are in really good shape, that may be a longer run or jog. And exercise is whatever it is to you. Mm-hmm. You could do those chair exercises if you're someone who has a lot of physical limitations. You know, make it what it needs to be for you. Just raise that heart rate and that will do you good. And like I said, it doesn't just do your body good, it does your mind good too.
I will say that a helpful hint that I taught myself, and this is because I'm a big audiobook fan, and this works like a charm, whether it's the new Sex and the City book or whatever, historical fiction. But what I do, my rule of thumb is I put my phone on, I listen to my audiobook through Audible or wherever, but the rule of thumb is I can't be stationary. If I want to find out whether the butler killed the guy, I have to continue walking, otherwise
to find
I'm not allowed.
It out.
Yeah, so it kind of motivates you. Okay, well, I got to find out. Did Samantha actually end up with the guy after all?
Right.
Yeah, so. And you know what? You can do that now with shows too, because almost everybody streams movies and TV shows to their phone. I'm not personally able to do that because I can't figure it out, but I know most people do that. So you can do the same thing. You can still be watching your show and walking at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're right. It is a good kind of rule of thumb to not let yourself just be sedentary. Get up and move.
Yeah.
I'm a big person. If I put music on, mm-hmm. even when I'm cleaning house, I do it much faster, with a lot more energy, and it's good for your mood, it's good for your body. So, you know, just all those little things that make a difference. You know, if you're a positive affirmation person, writing in a journal or putting your post-it notes on your mirror of positive thoughts for the day, whatever it takes, just give yourself those little, you know, mind and body boost, especially when it's the cold months here in Indiana, it can be hard to do that. So just, you know, giving yourself those little boosts that you need every single day and take care of your physical and mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So, Laura, we've had 2020 with COVID. You've had to move in the middle of this. Are we going to look for the same thing still from healthy communities in 2021 that we've always expected, like the Baby and Me tobacco-free program, all the car seat information clinics you guys put on? We can still expect all that, right?
Absolutely. And we've really never stopped doing those things.
Yeah.
You know, we just do it in a different way. We do, you know, some things we do virtual, some things we just do one-on-one appointments. So we still do all the things that we've always done. We've never disrupted our services. So we'll continue to do those things, but we've added the new system of care navigators. So that's through the Lilly Endowment and through the Community Foundation. And that is a navigator who can help people with mental health and substance use disorder kind of navigate the system. And, you know, it's not just enough that we help them get treatment or find resources. We need to help them with everything. It's a holistic approach. So mm-hmm. helping them with all things like food insecurity, housing, you know, all of those things makes a difference. And so we have wraparound services now with that navigator who can help. So that's a big expansion of what we've already done. It's one of those positives we saw out of COVID. Is, you know, we started doing, with help from the United Way and the Community Foundation, we started helping people with SNAP applications and housing applications and all of the, and unemployment, all of those things. So knowing that, you know, we're there to help people with those things, that's, you know, new for us in the last few months. So make sure that people know that and that they use those services. That's a big expansion of what we're doing. And then we're going to be expanding our school programming once school's back in. We're doing a lot of stuff at the schools already anyway, but we will expand it with some more mental health programs once that COVID gets done. Really, it's been our training that's been delayed, not the schools. Mm-hmm. Our schools have been wonderful in continuing programming, but unfortunately all the trainings to get those evidence-based programs have been postponed or whatever. So as soon as we get all of those things up and going, you'll see really an expansion of the things that we've already been doing.
One thing that I know you and Ken and I have talked about quite a bit is going back to the mental health with the stigma. I think that, trying to find a positive from a negative with COVID is it, I'm hoping that more people are at least asking for help or feeling that they can ask for help during this time, because the stigma is still out there and it has been, but I think at least in our little neck of the woods, we've done all we can to try to squash that and take away the reasons why people wouldn't go.
I agree, and I think it's interesting. I'm a positive person. I think you do have to look for the positive in the bad times and good. But
right.
Another thing that's really come out of COVID is telehealth. And, telehealth isn't always great for everything, but for some people who have limited transportation or have physical ailments that make it so it's hard for them to go to doctor's appointments or therapy or group, things like that, this telehealth and the increased use of it has been a real positive. And they can get therapy and group therapy and things like that right in the comfort of their own home. So mm-hmm. I think, we will see an increase in services for people who were probably underserved before.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're probably right. I hope we can continue that road anyway.
Yeah, I do too. I think and the government and private insurances are paying for that stuff now mm-hmm. better. The reimbursement's better, and people know how to do it because they've had to do it. We all are reluctant to do something new. That's just human mm-hmm. nature, but now that they've been doing it, it can become a normal, and it can be a service that they add to what they were already doing.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that we need to talk about before we let you go, Laura? We've had you for almost 20 minutes, and time flies when you're having fun.
I think the only other thing is we still are looking for volunteers for the vaccine clinic.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a medical person who can actually give vaccinations, that's our greatest need, of course, because that's a skilled service. But we still need people to help register people, people to make appointments, follow appointments, and watch people for 15 minutes after they get their shot. Anybody from any walk of life who can help would like to help, they can go to www.serve-in.org. And then just register under Clinton County, and then they will get a hold of you on how you can help.
All right, very good. Laura Archibald with Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition. We'll catch you next time.
All right, thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You too. We'll take a quick break and come back with more Party Line on WILO.
Here at Encompass Credit Union, we're the community-minded people who invest in our community by giving back in every way we can. Be community-minded. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Now serving you at 4020 South Reed Road in Kokomo. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
The Dave Ramsey Show, where common sense meets dollars and cents.
Co-signing is stupid. You're gonna get yourself in a mess. When I co-signed, you know what I was? Stupid. When somebody co-signed for me, you know what they were? Stupid. So just some of you that are out there and you're still sweet and young and innocent and stupid, and you think you can co-sign and somebody's gonna pay it. Oh, he's my brother. He'll keep his word. You're stupid. Co-signing's stupid. Hope I haven't been unclear.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
I can't believe we have to make this commercial.
It's ridiculous.
You'll think it's ridiculous too. Listen to this.
This commercial is about, well, it's about parents being rude at high school athletic events.
ridiculous, right?
It gets worse. Studies show more than 75% of new high school officials are quitting because of bad adult behavior.
So now there's a shortage of refs here in Indiana, in almost all sports.
No officials means no more games.
Is that what you want for us?
Come on, parents.
It's time to grow up.
Cheer for your team.
Be proud of your children.
But stop being so ridiculous.
And don't make us run another commercial.
Because we will.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Reminding you to always practice good sportsmanship.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on. WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
No, I didn't pull out the hard candy Christmas this time with Dolly Parton, who's 75 today.
I was about to ask if that was intentional.
Yes, it was.
Which, incidentally, the guitar here, that that you hear, that effect at the beginning, that kind of chiming, and then it suddenly stops right there. That's what happens when you don't trim your strings and you shake the guitar.
Oh, yeah, there's kind of the extra.
That, yeah,
right?
It gives that little chimey effect.
Okay, okay.
And Dolly's actually playing 50% of that. She's playing that, that finger-picked lick because she had the nails to do it and, like, nobody else could do it.
Yeah, right. Well, I love me some Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 75 years old today.
I should have done a song for her birthday today. But, I, you know, the problem is Jolene is the one I love so much that it's hard for me to go to, like, the bargain store or that one about the salesman that was sleeping with the mom and the daughter.
Yeah.
Why do I know that much?
Well, 9 to 5 was really good, too. I like that one.
Which the typewriter, you know how she got the typewriter effect on that?
No.
The nails. She was actually doing her nails on the countertop, and she thought that would be a really cool
sound effect. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's all her.
Well, Dolly's creative, to say the least.
And bankrolled a vaccine. And bankrolled one of the vaccines.
She did.
Like put $1 million into it.
9 to 5, Jolene, I Will Always Love You. Now, she also had, let's see, it says she's had 25 songs reach number one.
I believe that.
On the Billboard Country Music Charts. Yep. And that's a record for a female artist. She's tied with Reba.
See, I thought it would be somebody like Loretta Lynn.
I would have thought so, too. Although Reba got uber hot back in the 80s. Now, we've also got a...
Happiness depends
on... Yes. You know? No, I got to stop that one. See, stop that one. I'm new here. I can't stop it. I can't shut her up.
It's the...
it's that one.
It's the red one.
Yeah.
That looks like a stop sign,
go.
Kevin.
Yeah, see, I was playing. I know. I was playing all the quick starts. I thought so. I hit it again, and it started playing it behind itself. But what I meant to say was, there's also this one, which got very little actual big time radio airplay. But it's a fun one. You recognize it, right?
Yeah.
You
know,
that's the Two Doors Down.
Yeah,
where they're having a party,
and there were two different versions. One was more country, one was more pop.
Oh, really?
Like one of the early odd mixes,
and this would be the country, probably, right?
Yeah. And Here You Come Again, Here You Go Again.
Yeah,
whatever
here
that
you come,
was.
There, yeah, Here You Come Again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of that stuff, she was one of the original crossover artists, you know.
Well, and there's so much to like about her, not just the movie actress, the performer, the donating $1 million for vaccines, children's literacy. She's a big supporter of that, of the books. And she is also, you can thank her, because she also unleashed Buffy the Vampire Slayer on the world. She was the money behind.
She had some money in that, yeah. Just reported that just a couple of weeks ago, didn't they?
Like, she made most of her money, amazingly, not as a singer, singer-songwriter, but as, it's like how Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull, he doesn't really care whether they remaster the Jethro Tull albums, because he's a multimillionaire because he raises salmon. That's where he made most of his money.
Yeah, yeah, I read that a couple months ago. You probably told me that a couple months ago.
I probably told you that.
Well, an analysis of Google searches has found that pizza is the world's most popular takeout food. Duh.
Right.
Out of 109 different countries that were tracked, pizza was the most ordered food in almost half of them, including the U.S.
Now, what surprises me is what you're about to say.
Yeah,
because
me too.
I would have expected the second place to be like
Italian,
Mexican, or something.
Yeah. Chinese food was the second most popular takeout in the U.S., Mexico, England, and of course, China.
Where they just call it food.
Food, right. Now, you and I were talking last week, I think, on your last day here, where you took a couple of days off. I we get back to, I'm ready for COVID to be over, as everyone is, but you and I haven't had a Chinese buffet, man, in like a year.
Since around now.
Yeah, I think we went like a month after COVID before they really shut things down.
Yeah.
But it was, even then, it was kind of one of those, well, I guess we'll let you in, and they've got, you know, everything.
Yeah. I just need sweet and sour,
man,
something.
If I'm paying $7 or $8, I don't want someone else to like put the food in there, and then now I guess maybe we could go in and get our thing, and then they just charge us by the pound, you know, when they get up there. I think that's how they do it.
Yeah, that's going to run up a hell of a bill.
Yeah, right?
How many Rangoons can I shove into this Styrofoam container and still close it? Can I just open? Can I hold
those
it open?
Those are lightweight, too.
Can I just hold it open and put some in each half?
They probably wouldn't care as long as you pay per pound.
Well, Crab Rangoon, that'd be like a
those are pretty light.
That'd be a 4-ounce purchase.
Yeah, right?
Here's my quarter.
But I sure miss it. And,
yeah, I do too.
That's one of the many things. Again, you and I could go to Chinese together. I mean, we could do that today if we wanted to. It's just not the same, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of that food, especially Chinese food for some reason, gets really cold really quick.
Yeah.
Like when you put it on your plate and take it away from the buffet. So I just want
you
the
want
buffet to keep
there.
Everything hot. When I want it, I go up and get it.
Well, but buffet businesses in general have not thrived. And I mean, Golden Corral and Kokomo closing down, I thought, well, they're serious now.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that a COVID thing, though? Because I heard that was kind of crappy.
I think that probably accelerated the process, maybe.
Yeah.
So.
Well, a lot of us will be glued to our television tomorrow for the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden.
Will you be?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna watch that.
I didn't know if you were going to see about, didn't know if you were going to watch the departure from Joint Andrews.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To say goodbye to the outgoing.
Yeah. No, well, that'll probably be on the split screen. You know, they'll probably have both. But the FBI, you know, with what took place in the Capitol a couple of weeks ago, of course, everything has been shut down and heightened alert and all that. Well, we're one day before Inauguration Day, and someone at the FBI starts scratching their head and thinking, hey, wait a minute now. Maybe there are some Trump supporters out there who aren't just racist butts. And they get thinking, hey man, maybe there's like a National Guard member who voted for Trump.
Yeah.
He's not going to want to go down there and like punch a Trump supporter in the face.
Right.
So now members of the National Guard, they want to know if they're planning an insider attack tomorrow. This is where the media can just screw things up. The FBI seems to think so, all right? At least they've got enough reason to think so.
Yeah.
They're now screening members of the National Guard stationed in Washington to make sure they're not secretly members of any militant groups or planning to help cause a ruckus.
I am of and please don't accuse me of being wishy-washy here.
Yeah.
I see both sides of this.
I do too.
As many as you know,
when you're
hearing about county councilmen and people like that overrunning the Capitol, you're like, yeah. Well, do you people have, you know, and the business with the phones and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you people not have an ounce of common sense to not do that, at least?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was hearing that now some of the more extreme factions are looking at things like ham radio.
Oh, yeah. Or CB.
Yeah, which the funny thing about it is my stereo, because of some weird wiring anomaly, whenever I'm playing a record, sometimes there's a ham operator who will come in on my speakers, and I'll hear, I'm assuming he's in southern Indiana. I don't know.
Back at you, Big Mac.
Well, I hear...
Breaker 1-9.
I hear a lot of... Frappadow truck, Frappadow largemouth bass, Frappadow overthrow of the government, Frappadow. And so I'm kind of bracing myself for, I'm going to feel compelled if I hear something coming through my monitor Braun speakers.
Plug in a mic.
That is,
say something
that is interrupting my Beatles revolver in mono side one. Oh, heads are going to roll if I...
Well, Todd, thanks for joining me today, man.
Thank
Have
you.
A great day.
You too.
All right. And thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Simple Time Antiques, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. Back with Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.